As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. But honor your father and your mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." When Jesus goes off on the wealthy, it does make people with wealth uncomfortable. And it should. We can argue that the understanding of wealth and those with wealth was different back in the day. We can argue that we aren't wealthy because there are others who have more. But we shouldn't be arguing about whether we are wealthy or not. Having the title of being wealthy shouldn't be the thing that we're uncomfortable with. We should acknowledge the reality and then figure out what Jesus is trying to tell us. What did you consider luxury when you were younger and maybe didn't have as much money, and now that luxury has become a necessity? That's how wealth can change us. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's a reality. And that's what we need to challenge ourselves about. Have we been holding on to what we have for so long that the idea of sharing feels like persecution? Wealth can be a good thing, right up until it becomes a bad thing. And maybe we should be uncomfortable with it.